T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ooh, she's a cheating woman. She's a cheating woman.
Who?
Miley Cyrus, man. Brody Jenner says he knew that Miley Cyrus was hooking up with this woman a long time ago.
Oh, and really?
Even though there were just pictures of it now, it was nothing new.
Didn't we have this theory a little bit yesterday? Or was it Gibbons and I that were riffing off the air about how Liam walks in and Miley's making out with her and he's like, again? Really?
Yeah.
Again? Come on, you said this was a one-time thing and now it's an over. Now it's cheating. Now you're cheating on me. This is not okay anymore.
It said no guy ever when he walked in. His wife was making out with a chick in their living room. A hot chick at that. Said no man ever.
To an extent, but you would think show
Riggs, you're a different breed. Thank you.
Riggs, I would like to quote a great man who said, the greatest love of all loves takes place between two women while I watch.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Hey.
An even greater man said, show me the hottest woman in the world and I'll show you a guy that's sick of banging her. You get sick of people sometimes.
Do you get sick of your wife?
You get sick of them hanging out. you get sick of them cheating on you. You get sick of them overly cheating on you again and again and again.
You get sick of them cheating on you.
Even if it is with another chick. No, I'm saying if it's another chick or another dude, cheating is cheating.
Hey, man. Riggs, I'm sorry.
You said me, yes.
Riggs,
no,
okay.
Cheating is cheating.
Riggs.
It's cool at first.
You know,
you're telling me
cool
all the time. You'd be okay.
No,
all the
now
time.
You're saying it's every night. Now they're polygamous. No,
yes.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
though.
I'm not saying they're sister
they're
wives.
They're drunk on a Friday making out, man. Let them live.
Yeah, I'm saying they're polygamous.
As you walk into the room and you see your wife making out with some hot chick, drunk on a Friday.
Bitch.
I can't believe
on
you.
Once.
You
yes, it's fine.
Trollop.
Multiple
you know,
times.
Liam and Brody tried to get in it if they weren't in it already.
Hell yeah, they would.
Yeah, you're damn right.
They're probably in it too.
I'm saying an affair is an affair. And if you have somebody having an affair, you're going to get out of it. And if
an
Miley was having
an
one,
affair.
It is.
Oh my God.
Gibbons, you want to take this again?
The greatest love of all.
I don't care.
Two women while I watch.
Cheating
yes!
is okay. When I, all right.
Plus, it ain't cheating.
Oh, that's right.
Miley cheating? Cyrus is not cheating.
None.
According to Gibbons. Cheating according to Riggs.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yeah. We have good news to start the day. Allie, you want to start with good news?
I went and bought a new vacuum cleaner this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Out of pure crisis, not want, necessity, really.
Right.
My old vacuum was horrific. It was broken. I was still using it, and I was putting it back together every time I used it. It was a disaster.
Been there.
So got rid of the Dyson. I was over it.
Yeah.
Had it for a long time. It was a refurbished one anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Walmart, got really confused. Because there's like 900 vacuums.
Yeah.
They all look the same. They all claim to do this and that different. And I just literally finally grabbed one and left. And it was, I don't even know how much this thing costs.
Did you try it out?
Yeah, hell yeah. That was my good news.
Yeah.
Did you dump
that
some cereal
sucks.
On the floor?
No, did I need to dump anything on the floor?
Oh, never mind. I forgot you have children.
In my life seen such a clean carpet and it smells so good in one room.
Oh.
I thought, this is my issue. The carpet, I can't get it clean. And this thing has like a Febreze filter in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it made my whole house smell like beautiful flowers. My carpet was clean.
Hell yeah.
So my new vacuum. I said, is this what I get excited about at 40? A damn new vacuum on a Saturday. This is what I get excited about.
Yeah, it's adulting, bro. Adulting at its finest. Given.
But 30, I was pumped.
I'm 32 and I'm so excited. I have a question about your vacuum. Did you say what brand it was?
It was Abyssal.
Oh, okay.
It literally came down to me staring at them for 45 minutes and then just picking one.
Does it have a headlight on the front?
No.
Oh,
oh man.
No, Mr. Mom.
Oh,
I haven't had one of those since the 80s.
So you can vacuum at night?
Or if you go to a Motel 6, the maid might have one.
Yes.
They leave the light on for you, okay?
Literally.
On the vacuum.
So my vacuum's awesome.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is, and this is really good news for you guys.
Yeah.
I woke up early this morning and took a great shower.
Oh,
I showered like deeply. It was a deep cleaning shower. Mm-hmm. And smelling good. Got my Irish Spring deodorant on.
Speak for yourself.
My good news is I ate some crab legs last night. I love some crab legs. I got to take my wife out for a birthday dinner and treat her to a dinner at the Harbor House
I texted
downtown.
Her at 11:45 p.m. just to get it in before her birthday
get
was
it in.
Over.
Thank you.
You didn't,
Gibbons.
You didn't text her? Well, I almost forgot. I thought, oh, geez, I'll never hear the end of this or Riggs won't if I don't text her. You didn't text her?
I think I either did first thing yesterday morning, or I meant to first thing yesterday morning and totally forgot. Let me, no, it's not. No, it's not fine. It's Riggs, shut up.
And you know why.
Jesus Christ, Riggs,
shut up.
Don't do it now.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I want to see if I did it yesterday.
Yeah, go check. I'm sure you're fine.
Did you text Riggs' wife?
You're fine.
What do you care? You're not going to hear it. He is.
I know, but... I,
you're fine.
She's gonna think you hate her. She's gonna think you're not friends anymore.
The other piece of good news is we got drunk with these two guys next to us that own this fishing thing that I was talking about you, Gibbons, and how you wanted to go fishing on Lake Michigan. He has a fishing thing he runs up in Green Bay and just takes people out on these excursions out of Lake Michigan. So we need to get you guys in touch.
Hell yes.
For your summer bucket list. Yeah,
absolutely
pretty cool.
Right.
All good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KissFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Olive Garden doing their unlimited pasta pass again this year.
Yeah. They do,
this one is just for 9 weeks only, right? So you get free pasta.
Only.
For $100.
2 months.
But the people that buy those are in a drawing to get a lifetime pasta pass.
Shut
you can upgrade
up.
To a lifetime pasta pass. It's an extra $400. So basically $500 free pasta for life. Would you do it?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
No, because I wouldn't go enough. I would buy it, and then I wouldn't go enough to make it worth it, because pasta is like 25 cents to make, let's be real.
Yeah.
It is like the cheapest thing on the planet. I love making my kids spaghetti.
So filling.
So cheap, so filling.
Olive Garden.
Throw a garlic bread on the side.
Because it does come with unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks as
Sold.
Well. So I would
Sold.
Maybe, I would go some days and just get a salad and some breadsticks. Maybe
yeah.
just
sure.
some soup and some breadsticks one day.
Yeah.
Maybe chow down on some pasta one day, switch up the sauces, who knows.
Now you're hungry.
I've never wanted. Well, that's a lie. I've definitely wanted pasta at 5:56 in the morning before. But.
I don't think I've been to Olive Garden in probably 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's crazy.
It's been a hot minute.
Maybe, if not more.
Where other than Southridge? Where's the other one at?
Blue Mound,
Blue
right
Mound,
by my
right.
house. We would go to the one on Blue Mound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right on Blue Mound and Calhounish, and then. The one at Southridge, that's it, probably.
I went to the one on Southridge like 3 months ago, right before they closed down for the night, and they were not happy.
There was one on 76 for a while, or Brown Deer Road, rather, wasn't there?
This
one,
yeah, this one says there's one in Racine, too, at the Regency Mall. But if they go on sale this Thursday, so you can buy the unlimited one for the 9 weeks only, or maybe you get the lucky lifetime one.
And
it
the
comes
unlimited,
with like a nice, cool golden card.
The unlimited one is how much, you said?
The unlimited one, just the 9 week one, is $100 plus tax.
Dude, I would make you pasta every night if you gave me $100.
Yeah.
That'd be so easy.
So, but it doesn't have the free salad and breadsticks. And there's the selling point.
It wouldn't taste very good. I would overcook it. It'd be hard.
Right?
It would stick together.
And it'd be Prego out of the can or whatever.
It's always Prego or Ragu. What's the problem?
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Just look like I care.
No. Just go to Olive Garden. Just go there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
Yo. Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so, how do we feel about Drake getting a new tattoo, but putting himself in front of the Beatles? He got a tattoo of the Beatles, but he's in front of John Lennon. He got the iconic Abbey Road album cover.
Shut up!
He's getting lit up. It's on his forearm, but he put himself in front of John Lennon. And so people are like, get over yourself. That's so tacky and cocky.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta see a picture of this tattoo.
This is the thing. He had, he's got a new track, Money in the Grave, which has Rick Ross on it, okay?
Okay.
The important part of what I'm telling you right now is that it put him ahead of the Beatles in June. Still behind Madonna, who has 38 charted singles. So, he said, I got more slaps than the Beatles. When I die, put my money in a grave. And then he put a tattoo of himself in front of the Beatles, and now people are saying he's cocky. So, question is, cocky or time to realize there's people bigger than the Beatles in the current age or not?
Cocky.
Why cocky?
Why can't... Why, just because they're the Beatles, they'll always be better and the best, you know what I mean?
No.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm being serious. Like, nobody can ever pass the Beatles because they're the Beatles.
It's
like,
the
come
same
on.
Thing with, like, the Michael Jordan argument. Nobody's allowed to be better than Michael
right.
Jordan.
Like,
he has
on.
To be the best ever.
No, not necessarily.
Because Drake has more hits as a featured artist. You got to remember, Drake has done a different song every week for 15 years.
Yes.
The Beatles were around for, like, 8 years and were very selective of their music, very selective of their releases. The Beatles are the only supergroup ever. That's my humble opinion.
No way.
My
ever?
Humble opinion. Ever. The greatest ever.
They changed the world. Just like the Jonas Brothers in 1955. And you know what I mean? And that was all they had then. So now we're like, oh, the Beatles.
Oh, there was so much other music back then. There was so much.
If you weren't alive, how the hell do you know?
Because I researched. I'm a music fiend.
It was
you
all
Shaboobie
sock hop music back then. Nobody cared. All they wanted was the Beatles.
And now it's all music that doesn't rhyme.
This is the thing. Think about any accomplishment.
Music doesn't rhyme. It's just fair point, Gibbons.
Any accomplishment. Mm-hmm. You do something better than another group. You have more charted singles than another group, and I'm telling you, but you're still not better than them. You'd be like, F you, man.
To say that, To say that, yes. But to go as far as getting a tattoo where you're crossing Abbey Road, that's pushing it.
You can say you've got more charted singles than the Beatles, but you can't put it on your arm.
No, Abbey Road, the image of Abbey Road, the four Beatles walking across the street, with the Paul with the bare feet, there's so much symbolism to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drake, you're not a Beatle.
Doesn't take away from the Beatles in my mind. I don't think we have to say they're the gods no matter what.
I think it's a nice little nod to the Beatles and putting himself there too, saying like, I'm up there with the Beatles.
Well, he's in front of them, not with them. He's in front of them in the tattoo.
He's just standing right in front of him. I see the tattoo right now. He may be holding up his hand, maybe making some sort of a gesture.
It was intentional. He said it was intentional. He's ahead of them.
I know.
I'm about to start crying. I Googled the Drake photo, and I went to look at it, and it's a picture of Dog the Bounty Hunter's dead wife, Beth, in her memorial.
God.
I don't know. I looked for Drake, and I found Death. What the hell, man?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just a sign.
I don't know.
But the Beatles, their run is over. It's dead.
Maybe
and
somebody I need to
finally beat him.
Maybe
somebody,
I need
no
to.
Kidding.
You know what? That's it. Drake is better than the Beatles. I've said it on the record now. That scared me into it. All hail
that's
Drake.
Funny.
In fact, I want to get a Drake tattoo now.
Oh, no.
Tell me I won't.
That got out of hand fast. God. Wow.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Why do you have so much trouble asking for help?
I don't know. Because normally I love asking for help. I'm like, do everything for me, people. Come on. Somebody do my work.
Right?
Help me. Clean my house. I don't know what it is about asking dudes to fix things for me that when I'm seeing someone, I'll ask you to fix things.
Yes.
I'll ask you to fix things.
Yes.
I will not ask the guy I'm seeing to fix things. And I have a lot of broken ish in my house, okay?
And he has the actual skills to
100%
fix the things.
Yeah. He could do it easily. And I'm like, nah. So that my damn patio door has been broken for like, I don't know how long the handle.
It feels like years at this point.
It has been years.
It really
it feels
does.
Like maybe months, but years. And the thing broke and I went and I got new handles. I even spent like 10 minutes with the guy at Home Depot thinking I had the right handle. Even saying to the guy, you're sure this is the right one? Come home, wrong handle.
Oh, God.
There was another piece or something I needed and I was so pissed. So when I started seeing pottery guys, like, do you want me to fix the damn door? And
yeah.
I'm like, no. Absolutely not. I don't need you. I can fix the door. I don't need you to fix the door. So he's like, fine. So move on with my life.
Yes.
One day he comes in out of the door. He slams the door. I'm fixing the damn door. And I go, no, you're not.
Nuh-uh,
brother. But do I go fix it? No.
Nope.
No.
No. So then the other night, I'm in the shower. And I get out of the shower. And I didn't tell him this. I can hear the door. Back and forth. I'm like,
it's him messing with it?
He's down there trying to fix the damn door.
Oh, no.
And I can hear open, close. I didn't get mad. I smiled. Oh. I was upstairs smiling like, he's going to fix that damn door.
Of course he is.
And I went on and got dressed.
He's sick of it.
And so then, I'm talking to my sister, Penny, on the telephone, and she didn't know anything about him.
Uh-huh.
She knew like a little bit, but she didn't have the update. I mean, and so, because when she was here visiting on the 4th of July, we were starting to text.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just met on Tinder.
Yeah.
And then I went out with him like that weekend after they left.
Yeah.
So I'm telling her all this, and she's like, let him fix the damn door. Because she said, is your door fixed yet? And that's how it came up. And I go, no. She goes, are you kidding me? And I go, I don't want to do it. She goes, well, here's the deal. If you don't let him fix that door, I'm friend requesting him. Oh, she knew how to put the God in me.
Threatening you?
I think Gibbon's heart.
No, okay. Rick, feel my palm.
He's finna pass out.
I gotta tell you the God's honest truth. Even though you're smiling, you've been smiling the whole time, I thought this was going to end with some kind of fight with you and Pottery Guy, because I saw him just doing it to fix the door, and you being like, independent woman, I don't need no man, blah, 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 blah.
I have thoughts on that. You obviously have a sense of pride. You don't want to say that you can't do it.
Yes.
Do you want to show them that you can do things on your own? You're independent.
Yes, but
right.
I can't.
Two, do you feel like if he does it, then you're somehow indebted to him? Like, then you owe him something? Like, oh, now he's doing things for me. Now I owe him in some way.
No, it's not that, but you're close. It's the codependence. It's the fear of being codependent on anyone, because that was what happened to me. So now I don't want anyone to do anything for me. I want to do it all myself.
Well, I understand. There's like healthy and there's unhealthy.
Like, if I let you do something, I'm dependent on you. And then this is a problem. In my mind, I'm just telling you,
that's where
it stems from.
Right, but that's what a partnership is when you're in a relationship with somebody, is you have that dependency on one another.
Allie.
And I know you don't like to call it a relationship or say it's a boyfriend.
Or I don't like the word dependency or codependency or any of that.
I don't want to be codependent. I want to do it by myself. How
then
long
I don't do it.
Has the door been broken, yes. Allison?
Like, and number three on my list was, you're just lazy.
Well, it's a mixture of all there of those. There you go.
Zero F's given was number three on my list.
I'm telling you what.
Because that door handle's been broken for so long, dude.
It's a safety thing. I do care. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But like, it's just funny that it would have been fixed a long time ago. The fear of God is that I don't want Penny and Friend requesting it.
Ask him for help. It's fine.
No, you guys come over and fix it now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I know you guys were talking about Matt LaFleur. Did you see the Packers are hiring a whole bunch of people? They're hiring like 200 new positions ahead of the new season here.
Oh.
Concessions, bartenders, cookers, servers.
Do any of them get to see Matt?
Maybe the supervisory positions they're talking about. Maybe you'll
get to supervise Matt?
Maybe you'll get to supervise him while he changes.
Supervise me?
Maybe while he changes clothes. Maybe.
Girls, how do we feel about the Packers coach?
Beautiful.
Thank you. Also, yesterday in local sports, they announced the Brewers schedule, and opening day will be against...
And when is it? When is opening day?
March 26th will be opening day.
God, that's early.
Yeah, March 26th against the Chicago Cubs.
Hell to the no.
Yep. Opening day. It's the eighth time in the last...
sounds like a great time for a drunk fight.
Yeah, damn right.
At Miller Park.
Those Fibs are going to get it.
They're going to get it. They sure are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a big conflict. Like, do you really want the Cubs on opening day?
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's a huge game for opening day.
We do want the Cubs on opening day.
They should restrict all Illinois people. Leave them out.
Screw you, Riggs.
For opening day at home? And you have a Wisconsin license now. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
Thank you.
You're reformed. You're reformed.
Yeah, you're reformed, and you get a pass because you got in a fight there or whatever. So
I did get in a fight with Cubs fans, but I was young and stupid, and I probably would have gotten arrested if anybody had seen it. I only pulled her hair once and threw her on the ground. It only happened once.
Just one time.
Don't do that, kids.
Major League Baseball, if you're going to bring the Cubs here on opening day, you got to restrict all Illinois people. If you have an Illinois license, driver's license, you can't come. You can't be here.
Oh, stop it.
No, I don't care.
No.
It's opening day. It's all 100% Brewers fans.
Stay down
100%.
There. What was that city he lived in, Riggs, for a long time?
Wait, where were you born and raised?
City
where
are you going to throw me under the bus, too?
Naperville, that's right.
Where is Naperville, Allie?
It's in. It's one of those rich suburbs in Chicago.
And Allie grew up in Carbondale. Listen here, pot kettle.
I have no denying I'm from Illinois.
I'm not either.
I grew up there for 20 years.
I'm not either.
I grew up 6 hours from Chicago. I don't care about the damn Cubs.
And I'm reformed now. I'm reformed like you.
Three years we've heard Riggs say, I'm not from Illinois, never Illinois. And now he just said, I don't care.
I'm going to punch you in your throat right now.
Punch him in the throat.
Right now. Right now. Let's take it outside.
I ain't afraid of no fib.
I'm not a fib.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not a fib.
I will meet you out at the flagpole. You want to go to the flagpole?
Don't call me a fib. Let's go. Flagpole right now. Right now. Bring it on, bitch. Bring it on. Brewers all day. F you. Bring it on. Bring it on. Let's go.
Why
are we fighting again?
I don't know.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Now, sometimes in life, we do things for stupid reasons because we're idiots.
Yeah.
And other times we do things to buck the system, to be rebels, to make a statement. So we now present to you, are they a rebel or are they an idiot? Are you ready for this? I'll just take a news story. These are true things that have really happened.
Okay, I didn't know how we were doing this.
This is a true story.
Because I wanted to tell you real life stuff. Riggs is pulled. Let me read a story from my book, everyone. It's like Mr. Rogers. Hello, everyone.
No. These are people in real life, though.
No, go ahead. Let me hear.
How about this? All right. An angry factory worker at the Bird's Eye plant, the frozen food company.
Yeah.
He was quitting. So he took a leak on all of the peas. And now they have to destroy
on
10.
On all the what?
All the peas. The frozen peas. He peed on
like
the peas.
Oh, like the vegetable.
Yes.
The
he
peas.
Actually
got it.
Did that. So now they're going to have to destroy like 10,000 peas. 10,000 pounds of peas because of this one employee. Now he says he was disgruntled. They weren't treating him well. So he quit. And he did this.
Oh, so you can pee on everything.
And he did this as an FU to the company. So is he a rebel or an idiot?
May I ask before I give my verdict?
I already know the answer.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
Did he wind up going to jail?
I don't know. I don't have a follow-up on that. But that's just the act of this.
You want to say it at the same time?
I think we...
I don't know if we're on the same page.
I think so. Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Rebel!
Idiot.
He's a rebel.
He's an idiot.
Why is
you
he a rebel?
You just wasted all this food.
Yeah, you're going to get people sick.
People that could have used it. For what? You lost your job. You aren't winning.
He knew he was on the way out, and he said, I'm going to make a statement that everyone who works in this factory will tell everyone they know about and the story that will go international. And now everyone's talking about the rebel who peed on the peas.
They'll be like, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm, the rebel. Steve the rebel.
Well, what if he did go to jail? Would that change your answer to
idiot?
Well,
he'd be an idiot if he went to jail, of course.
If you get caught, you're automatically an idiot.
Thank you, Allie. That is the number one rule of being a criminal.
If you get caught, you're automatically an idiot.
Yep.
All right. How about this one? How about a mom that charged $85 for people to come to her son's birthday party? It's a go-kart-themed birthday party. And she was charging everybody $85 total. She was charging them for transportation. She was charging them all for the down payment on the go-kart facility. Is she a rebel? Or is she an idiot?
That's what she is. She's getting a job.
No, she's for sure a rebel.
Why?
She's using the joyous occasion of her kid's birthday, where she would normally have to pay all the money in the world for the big party.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have the party paid for. She's going to have her rent paid for. Right. Probably a car note and maybe even some health insurance payments there, too.
Plus,
she's paying
all the bills. If the kid has a lot of friends, a lot of people are going to want to go to the party.
Uh-huh.
But she's not getting the money. The money's going towards the party now.
Yeah, but she can start upcharging them, though.
That's
I see
what
where
saying.
Gibbons is going.
I think maybe it's $35 ahead to get in, and she's charging $85 and pocketing the rest because she's a rebel. And
Hudson's birthday's on September 4th. We could get a scheme going, guys.
We could.
We could start up a, you know.
Do you know how many kids would want to go to Owen's birthday party? To Allie's?
Oh, Owen's in October. Hudson, we could do Hudson first, then Owen. We could do a build-up.
Yes.
Do it all.
Seriously,
start charging
though.
For people to come to my kid's
yes.
birthday.
Allie's kid's birthday party.
And then I use that money to pay a sitter to deal with the party while I leave.
See?
Well, that's because you're an idiot. I mean, this person's a rebel. Come on.
Oh, now I'm the idiot because I don't want to do any work and get money.
Right.
Now she was a rebel, but I'm an idiot.
Right?
Do you hear yourself?
It's not about paying for
a sitter. Do you hear yourself?
Will you take the money to pay for a sitter for the party?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Yeah.
Take it back. Apologize her for calling her an idiot.
Like you want to hang out with
Allie,
your kids, dude.
I'm sorry. I love you.
Checkmate.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay, so one of the major sagas in my life has been the potential falling out between myself and my friend Phil.
Made up in your head, by the way, from my point of view.
100%.
Now, it sounded like made up in your head.
Little backstory. I went home to New Jersey a couple weeks ago. My buddy Phil showed up to my mom's house with his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then he showed up without her another time. When he was without her, we gave him a hard time. We kind of busted his chops about his girlfriend.
He
said she was 30. She looked like she was 45.
So she looked like trash.
She looked like trash. She looked very weathered. Yes. Yes, she did. Yeah.
Whatever.
You keep it real. You keep it a little realer
than Dallas, me. You live in Dallas, brother. Come on.
Weather.
What you trying to say?
I'm saying, shut up. When you come to judging people on their outsides.
Well, she's weathered.
She was a little
like
weathered.
A real D thing all right. to say.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe I'm a D. Because I thought Phil thought I was a D. Because I couldn't get in touch with him the day after. I texted him to make sure he got home safely that night. I heard nothing. I text him again. Nothing.
Yeah.
I call his mother. Nothing. So then my mom's posting stuff on social media. His sister is looking for him. She doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to find out where he is. I know he might be in Omaha, Nebraska for some work stuff. I don't know, right? Then he texts me. Phil finally texts me. Hey, dude, I just got 700 text messages from you in a row. Is everything all right? I went.
He thought you were being a lunatic because you were.
I'm like, I've been looking for you for weeks, Philip. Where have you been?
Philip.
What the hell's going on, dude? And he was like, bro, I literally just, my mom just told me that you were talking about me on the radio. I just got 80 texts from you in a row. We're fine. What the hell is your problem? And I was like, Phil, I thought you were mad at
me,
Phil.
You're acting like a chick, Gibbons.
I totally was. I thought you were mad at me, Phil, because we made fun of your girlfriend, Phil. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a jerk. And he went, dude, don't you know what happened with me and that girl? And I went, huh, no. And he went, yeah, I was mad when I left your mom's house. You guys are giving me crap. Totally was. And then I got home, went to sleep, woke up, realized you guys were right, that she was a lunatic, and I dumped her and haven't seen her since.
Oh, God. So in your mind, he was mad at you for weeks.
In my mind, he was mad at me.
How do you even get to that place?
Because he didn't answer me. I called, I texted.
But it's a pattern, Gibbons. Has he done this before where he disappears?
Multiple times.
This is what the hell are we worried about him for?
That's Phil's MO, bro. We know this.
That's what I said.
He came here to visit you for like a whole weekend. And how many times did you see him? Maybe
like three
once?
Or four, yeah.
Once or twice, maybe?
He's worried about his chicks or whatever. And the thing I said was he disappears because he knows he's doing stuff that you don't like.
Yeah.
And that you're going to be judgmental and say that chick's gross or that chick's not good enough for you or you're stupid. So he checks out and doesn't want to hear it. You can vouch for doing that kind of crap. You're good at that. Yeah. So you check out, you don't want to hear it. You live another planet, and then when the girl's gone, when the crazy chick's gone or whatever, then you come back to your friends. This is like a classic friend cycle with maybe 90% of people. You come back and you go, hey,
remember
I'm back.
Me?
Don't worry. The crappy one's gone now. And then
we can
they're
be
like,
friends
okay,
again.
We're friends again. Yeah,
remember
it's like
that,
a total...
Yeah, remember the loser that was keeping me away from all you guys that are my lifelong friends? Yeah, he's gone now. Or she's gone now.
Well, now I'm happy the saga is over.
I'm happy that Phil's back too. He's not dead.
You can rest easy.
Made that up in your mind, dude.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, do you hear the anxiety?
Yeah.
He went from zero to the guy is dead on a mountain somewhere. It's like, how do we even get to
I know
point?
Him well. I was worried, but he's okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hell to the gnaw. Our intern, hungover achiever, came in this morning.
She looks so sad.
She's so sad.
I looked at her. She had these, like, you know, kind of just doggy eyes.
Yeah, she looked defeated this morning.
Defeated.
She looked incredibly
I said,
defeated.
Are you okay? And then she said,
what the hell happened?
And then I said, why?
I was so freaking tired.
Yes.
Because I. Sorry.
Speak up. You're so quiet.
I'm so quiet. Our building's fire alarm went off at 12:30 last night.
Ah, damn it.
That's the worst.
And everyone had to exit the building. We had to call the police and get the fire department there.
Oh, dude.
And
was there a fire?
No.
That's even
Are
worse.
You serious?
Nothing was wrong. It was so frustrating. And I have a conspiracy theory about it.
Oh, tell us more.
Yes.
Oh my God, they're going to hate me.
But what are you kidding? We love to blame people for things. Come on, tell me more.
So the boys that live underneath of us, we know everyone in the building. There's only like five apartments. And we know the boys underneath of us. And it was one of their
birthdays.
I hope
you know the boys underneath you, girl. Yeah.
Whoa.
But it was one of their birthdays last night. So I'm convinced that one of them just pulled it after they were going out to the bars and stuff or whatever.
Oh, like a ho ho ho.
Like
this
a ho ho,
funny.
We'll run away and do it.
That's stupid.
So. Right.
And illegal.
Stupid college kids, you
know? And you're in one building with five units. Like, nobody can figure out who pulled it, you dummy.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Don't be stupid, you morons.
If that's the case.
Yeah, idiots. I mean, I don't know.
And not to be all, not to go all dad on you, but you're putting other people in danger.
Yeah.
When you do that, because you have somebody that runs up or somebody that doesn't wake up or trampling, who knows?
Wait, what?
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Who doesn't wait, what?
That's a really weird trip.
No, because she didn't tell this. He's talking about the fire alarms being disconnected,
I
right?
I know, but if...
She didn't even mention that. That was off the air.
Mention what? Yeah.
You just, your point was about the fire alarms being disconnected or no, the smoke alarms?
No, I was saying...
No, if it gets
people...
pulled and someone doesn't hear it and there is actually something going on and like...
Who doesn't hear? Like, who the hell doesn't hear that?
Hey, some people are heavy sleepers.
Thick. Like, it was not super loud until I like opened it, and all of a sudden I was like, "Whoa!" Like,
oh yeah, the second you step out,
you could not hear or see anything.
Well, that's the worst, dude. And now you're losing sleep because somebody's an idiot.
I was so mad.
We're sorry, and thank you for kicking off our hell to the nail.
Fire alarms going off in like a dorm or a hotel or anything like that in the middle of the night is a hell to the no.
Oh, yeah,
Gibbons, you guys.
Yeah,
I didn't tell you what happened on our way home from Chicago over the weekend.
What happened?
So we're in Chicago, and you guys left on a different train than I left on, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on the train, and I'm on the quiet car, and I'm reading an article, and a video auto plays on the article for literally 3 seconds, right? And this lady behind me pops up and goes, "Excuse me, sir. You understand that you are on the quiet car."
Oh, don't get me started on the quiet car. I would have said, you're triggering me, dude.
I would have said, yeah, shut the hell up.
Seriously. She's triggering me.
More time yelling at me than my stupid video auto played for 3 seconds. Yes. My bad.
Me and my friend Sabrina went to a Packers Bears game in Chicago on the train, and we ended up in the quiet car and didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah. God.
I've never been screamed at so much. I said, you know what? Who the hell put me on the quiet car? And now you just triggered me because every time I see the quiet car, I get angry.
No, people are serious about that quiet car.
They don't
dead
screw
serious,
around.
Dude. I was like, what?
It is
2 seconds.
The quiet car.
Well, there's only one of them. Go to the other cars.
I was just reading a stupid article.
Go read your internet article somewhere else, Gibbons.
Blame autoplay. Yeah. Don't blame Gibbons.
Seriously. It wasn't my intention, Riggs.
Should have put it on mute. A little
it
switch.
Wasn't my intention, Riggs.
All right, fine. You're forgiven this once.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this show, people love this show. They freaked out when they were going to take it off Netflix. 25th anniversary coming for Friends.
Ooh.
But wait, there's more. They're going to put Friends in theaters for like one night.
Like the show or the movie?
Yes, the TV show. Friends 25th. The one with the anniversary happening.
The one with the anniversary. That's the anniversary. Episodes. Yep. All the episodes titled The One Something.
Yep. Yes.
The One, yeah.
Oh, we'll be over three nights, sorry. And that'll be spread over 3 weeks. But 1,000 theaters across the nation will have 4 episodes that will begin playing at 7 p.m.
That gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah. Oh. And they've been newly remastered in 4K, whatever that means.
Oh,
and
man.
Each screening will feature exclusive interviews and never before seen content.
You can see the froth on their lattes in the Central Perk. Wow.
4K. What is 4K anyway?
4K is like super, super high definition. It's like one of the best qualities you can get now. And now
can they do that
5K.
To everything?
They can, but
like,
they won't.
You know, I'm watching like Top Gun and all these movies. I'm like, this sucks, man. They need to update.
Probably,
how badly it looks back then.
Sure, they probably could.
Again, they could, but they're not going to do something that dumb, make everything accessible to everybody. Let's not get wild here, okay? Let's not get crazy.
When you first said that, Allie, I thought you meant they were going to binge like the entire series of Friends and people were going to like sleep in the movie theater. Yeah.
And then when you said over 3 days, I was like, oh my.
It was like three days watching all the Friends like in theaters.
And I'd be the first one in line.
Well, they're going to release the theaters in 3 days on the 16th. So we'll find out where it's going to play and where Friends will celebrate their 25th anniversary. But 1,000 theaters across the country playing 4 episodes of Friends, and you get to watch it in a theater all redone. And then they're getting their own custom Lego set.
Oh, that's dope. Shut up.
Legos suck, dude.
Hey, well, stepping on them
sucks. Yeah, you don't have boys.
No.
Yeah, stepping on Legos sucks.
Legos blow. Nothing more of a nightmare. They're everywhere. You can't find the set. You step on them.
But when you're a kid and you can build them and break them and not put them away, they're awesome.
Amen to that.
If I have to scream, put your damn Legos away one more time.
Or if you have to scream, ah, damn it, my foot. Uh-huh.
No, Hudson set them one the other day and I laughed. I go, you know, normally I'd be sad when you're crying, but this is such karma for you for not picking up those damn Legos. I said I don't care. I told you to pick them up 9 times.
Man.
I've been looking for that piece. I was missing.
Cold-blooded. Now it's embedded in my foot. Oh,
there you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. How are you living your best life, huh? What are you doing there? It's almost the opposite of hell to the no.
Yep.
It really is. Givens, how are you living your best life?
I am living my best life, Riggs.
You can always text us 71037 or shoot us a call, 799-1037. What are you doing?
I went to Pick and Save yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I made my way around the free sample line once, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then I made my way around the store, bought some other snacks.
Yeah.
And then before I left, I was literally about to leave, and I went, yeah, let's see if there's more free samples. So I banged a righty.
Yeah.
Boom. Free sample city twice. Nice. Why? Because I'm living my best life.
Good call. Good call making that right-handed turn, bro.
You're damn straight, brother.
That's right, brother. That's right. How are you living your best life? 799-1037, or just text us to 71037.
How are you living your best life, Riggs?
Well, I'm living my best life because this weekend, Givens, you and I cleaned out my fridge of all the leftover beer that I haven't been able to drink for so long. Because so many parties have happened at my house over the years, and people bring beer, and they just bring like a random six-pack of whatever, and Givens and I put such a massive dent in it over the weekend, and it's living your best life.
You know,
it really is.
Let me follow up with how you're super living your best life.
Yeah.
How did you wake up the morning after we drank all the beer in your house?
Oh, my God. I will tell you that and turn it into a topic after this.
Oh, but wait. There's more.
I'll tell you how I woke up in my house. I woke up next to my dog's crate on the floor because of all the beer that Givens and I drank, and I was living my best life.
You're damn right.
I didn't drive anywhere. I was at home. I was in the safety of my own house. Your girlfriend came and picked you up. You were safe, too.
Uh-huh.
We're just living our best lives.
Absolutely.
But the
right.
other place that I woke up, I'll tell you about that here in like 6 minutes. The random place where you may have woken up or passed out, for that matter. 799-1037. How you been living your best life, huh?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I'm sure the Givens can probably chime in on this.
Okay.
And maybe you can too, Allie. I don't know.
What?
Because if you've had some instances with alcohol in the past, and you end up waking up somewhere completely random or passing out somewhere completely random. Where did you fall asleep or pass out that was completely ridiculous? 414-799-1037. You can also text us 71037. And I say this because Friday night.
You're the king of this. Like, this doesn't happen to everybody, Riggs.
I know.
I don't think I've ever fallen asleep somewhere weird like you. You do it all the time.
Yeah.
Back of cabs.
Back of an Uber in my lap. Like, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sitting up in a bed in a hotel room.
Multiple nights, yes.
Wedged between my friend's baby's crib and his couch.
What?
I don't know how I got in between his kid's crib and the couch. It was one of those playpens with like the netting on the side. You know what I'm talking about?
Hiding
like the playpens.
I don't know how I got there.
My wife wasn't there, but it was like in the basement of my friend's house. So he goes, wouldn't it be funny if you slept in his crib? And I was like, yeah, real funny. And then I must have crawled in between the crib and the couch thinking it would be funny. I don't know how I wound up there, but that's where I woke up the next morning, in between a baby crib and a couch.
It happens.
Is that weird?
Yes.
That's a
little 100%
weird.
It's weird.
A little bit.
You're 35 years old. You're falling asleep near a crib in somebody's house.
Hey, 36.
Whatever.
Don't young me.
A little bit.
Don't make me younger.
Don't young me.
Don't millennialize me. Didn't our intern say that she fell asleep at the Brewers game, or her boyfriend fell asleep at the Brewer game?
Oh, maybe.
While he was drinking?
I believe so. She's running in here now.
So much excessive alcohol, the guy's sleeping at a Brewers game. Like, if all the places to fall asleep, why at a Brewers game? Passing out there?
A guy falling asleep. Well, he was asleep in the Taco Bell drive-thru, and he was behind the wheel.
Oh,
that's a true story.
Jesus.
Because I had to lay on the horn, and the guy at Taco Bell stuck his head out the window and was like, hello! Because there was no car. He was the next car.
Did he wake up?
Well, yeah, after I honked a horn.
Yeah.
And then you saw his head kind of pop up.
Wait,
and I'm like, oh, that guy should be driving. This is really safe. Louise.
Maybe he's narcoleptic.
It was 2 a.m. He was drunk.
He was
drunk.
No, he was drunk.
Uh-huh. Or home. Or high. God. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Or both.
No, intern fun pants.
Yeah, it wasn't me or my boyfriend. It was our family friend.
Okay.
Like, it was a dad.
Friend.
He was like passed out and sucking in.
He might need to look into rehab for that one.
But then
he like woke up in the third. It was fine.
Yeah, but then I would say the same thing about Riggs at 35. If I was going to say that about your friend, that sounds like they have a problem.
Wait,
but then look at Riggs.
It's fine.
He just passed out drunk at a game. It's totally normal.
He was like asleep, like he was like just slouched. It was really
he woke
funny.
Up in the third inning. He's fine. He's good.
It's a public place.
It was only like a 15-minute nap.
At least I was in my friend's basement for the night. I wasn't in a public place. Give me that at least.
Yes. Maybe. I woke up in my grandparents' backyard one time.
Why?
I have no idea.
Were you like supposed to be at your grandparents, or did you somehow end up there from your own house?
I was 17 years old. I wasn't driving. I didn't have a license at the time, and I have no idea how I wound up there. I just woke up to my grandma. I'm going, Ryan, what the hell are you doing? I was sleeping on the back porch.
Why do I feel like he's fallen asleep in another yard before Gibbons?
Because that's how Gibbons lives his best life sometimes.
He falls asleep in yards.
I've woken up passed out drunk outside of strip clubs, outside of baseball stadiums, outside of public parks, outside of private parks. I mean, see, you name somewhere, I've woken up there because I'm a
somebody leaster. Said I slept in a bathtub. That's fine.
That's fine.
I don't even count that.
As long as there's no water involved, because then that could be a bad situation.
Absolutely.
That was a text to 71037.
We'll say still take your text to 71037, or you can call it 799-1037 if you can one-up any of those. Where did you pass out or wake up?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we know that Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus have split up after 8 months of marriage.
Yeah.
What we don't really understand is who the hell's screwing who around here, because we're really confused. So Brody Jenner was married to Caitlyn Carter. They're split up. Now Miley's getting it on with Caitlyn Carter.
Yeah.
The day after they announced their split, she was spotted on a yacht making out with Caitlyn Carter. Miley's been open about being bisexual for years. Brody Jenner is now saying, well, that relationship between those two has been going on for months.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've seen the pictures on the yacht. They're on a full-on vacation like they're lovers. Like, it's not like I'm making out with my girlfriend tonight. It's like we went on vacation together and we're on a yacht.
It's not just we got drunk one night and decided, let's kiss and make this a funny thing.
Dating, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, Liam Hemsworth is moving on. We'll see. But the age-old debate was, is it cheating if she's making out with another chick? Because Rick said, well, that's cheating. And I said, your wife's making out with another girl. You're cheating on me. Said no man ever.
Never.
Until me. Until I came along.
Riggs is the fourth dentist. Riggs.
He also doesn't like any of the dirty sex acts because we talk about it off the air.
Yeah, I know.
So he's pretty square when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You're damn
no
right
offense.
I am. You're damn
like,
right.
You really are kind of a square.
No, I'm
in the
offended.
Bed.
No, but no, none taken. None taken.
Okay, Riggs.
He's a make love guy. He's a make love guy.
Damn right I am.
Is like the nastiest
I like to light candles, get slow, and make love. That's what I like to do.
Honest
I like to
question.
Take my time. I don't like to pump and be done in 2 seconds.
Jeez Louise.
Well, I wish we wish 2 seconds.
Right.
You guys try to keep it going. Stop in 2 seconds. Please, God.
Then I'm the greatest lover anyone's ever had, and I will take that one to the grave.
You are.
Riggs.
You are.
Riggs, hypothetical situation.
Sure.
You come home from work. You leave work right now, right? You go home. You go into your bedroom expecting nothing to be there.
Yeah.
And there's your wife on the bed making out with another chick.
Yeah.
What the is your horror first, Riggs
what, no, no. What is your first initial thought?
What the hell is going on?
Allie.
Gibbons, what's your first initial thought?
Jesus, God, how do I get in this? And at least can I watch? And at least can I watch? If I can't get in on it, can I watch? That's not cheating.
Okay, let's flip it around. Let's say you come home and you find your girl and she's making out with another dude. Is that okay?
That's not even the same.
Dude,
it's not
dude,
the
no.
scenario.
I'm talking well, chick
I'm
on chick.
I'm saying chick on chick, guy on guy, girl on girl.
It's
cheating
not the same
is cheating.
Scenario,
it's all.
Though.
It's
not
all exactly the
to
same.
You,
cheating
it's
is
the
cheating.
Same. To
yes.
you,
yes. Cheating is cheating.
Hey, to each their own. You're allowed to have your own opinion.
Sure.
But to me and other 3.4.
Yeah, but if you're in the room, why is it cheating?
True.
1 point for Allie.
Because there was someone that's not you. That's why it's cheating. Boom. Point back to me.
You're there and you're watching. Point to
No, I would ask them both to leave. Get the hell out of my house.
No way!
You're cheating on me. You are cheating on me. Yes.
Remind Gibbons and I to never have sex with you. We're never.
Good. I don't want to have sex with you.
Man.
Good.
We know because you'd be so horrified by the nasty things we would attempt.
You think you know somebody.
Yeah.
Missionary Riggs. I ain't talking about his religious beliefs, okay?
Hey, not back to bed, too.
Riggs is make love missionary guy.
Damn right. That's
in
me.
Other words, boring. That's what we call it. And how do you be married for 10 years and have such a boring like approach to sex? Don't
you
have to
you
spice
keep,
get, it up
keep
a little?
Judging my marriage. I love that.
I'm asking you a serious question.
I'm asking
how
you
have the
serious.
Same sex for 10 years? Don't you
I don't
spice
have the same sex
all?
For of course we do. Of course.
But you just said you're
do you want
like,
me to go
boring,
through the list of
candle guy.
I said I like having slow sex. I like doing that. That's my thing. Why is
do
that?
Do we want a list? Yes, we do.
Yeah, I get
hell yes, we do.
What?
Do we
what? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
And by the way, don't say I'm judging your marriage when you're judging what he would do with his girlfriend.
Damn,
so,
same. Okay,
well, what?
Double
you,
standard
Louis.
Jones.
Screw
double
you.
Standard Jones.
Both of you guys are double standard Jones. What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Tell me one freaky deaky thing you've actually done with your wife then. Freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky.
Yeah.
And Gibbons knows what I'm talking about.
Something that would make somebody
something
blush.
Something that
maybe.
Would make Gibbons turned on.
Ooh.
How's that for you?
There we go.
I don't want to turn on Gibbons though.
You're staring me in the eye. You're close enough to touch me. Just
then turn me on with it. Good. I don't want to turn Ellie on because there's nothing freaky deaky.
There's nothing freaky deaky.
You did it like, I don't know. I'm
I don't understand what you want to think, what you think is freaky deaky.
What do you think is freaky deaky?
The fact that you don't know means there's nothing.
What is it like on a washing machine? Is that freaky deaky? Is
no,
it
in a garage? Spicing it up a
in the airport bathroom?
In the airport bathroom?
Okay,
in the airport bathroom.
We're building up. Mm-hmm, we're getting there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are you doing in the airport bathroom?
She's wearing a dress. Do you pull up the dress, pull down the panties, get it on?
Yes,
but what else?
How about that?
What else?
Jesus, you guys. What else?
Come on, freaky deaky is more than that.
Allie, you know how this ends, right?
Then we called them. How does this end? How does this end, Gibbons?
No,
how does this end, Gibbons?
I think it's.
I know one way it doesn't end.
I think Reek's gonna wind up banging his wife on the front lawn here just to show us.
Yeah,
I'll
probably.
I'll show you, damn it!
I'll show you, freaky deaky.
And they're just making sweet,
I'll be in
sweet
your
love.
Bed at your house. I'm banging in your bed.
Oh man!
And your kids are here. What do you think of that? I woke them up. Who's freaky now, huh? Who's freaky now?
Now we know what Reek's actually wants to do.
You
we
ever
know.
Pull your wife's hair?
Yeah, 100%.
You do? She lets you?
Of course she does.
Of course she does. Don't say that like that's an obvious. You bitch about her hair every day, and now she won't let you touch it.
No, I pull it when we're getting it on, yeah.
Yeah.
How did this turn into grilling me about my sex life?
Because
I love it.
We decided it. You were square.
And you know what?
To know what the hell you do in the bedroom.
Hold on.
I'm getting text from my wife. Hold on.
For
here we go.
For the first time in history.
Yeah, she's saying stop lying. Our sex life is missionary, and you know it.
That was awesome. I don't even know what to say or how to react or what mic to drop.
I know what to say. I'm leaving before Riggs kills me. It's been a great day. Bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What are you breathing heavy about over there?
Because you said you had something to go off about.
And you said it very authoritatively.
I cut from the same cloth as me and Gibbons. We're crazy. We're lunatics. We're maniacs.
Oh God. I learned something about myself this morning.
I don't know what the hell's about to happen, and I'm very nervous.
What I learned about myself on this show this morning is that I don't like crazy, ridiculous sex.
Fair enough.
I like it square. I like it straight. I like it straightforward.
Slow clap.
Thank you.
Slow clap. For accepting who you are and owning it and saying, I like what I like and I'm happy and this is what we do.
Ooh, he's standing on a table.
You can be yourself, Riggs.
That's right, brother.
We love you.
Yeah.
We love you. You don't have to be a sexual deviant
and
freak
fine.
Like
There's
Allison and I. It's okay.
Dirty sexual stories between Gibbons and I.
Yes.
Not together, but you know what I mean.
Yes. But that does not mean that if every once in a while we get it out on the back of a bus, that's okay every once in a while.
Yeah,
every once in a while.
Yeah,
it's fine,
right?
Again,
yes. But do it wherever you want, man.
For the most part, I enjoy a missionary position.
Okay. Perfect.
He finally said it.
I know, it sounded so funny.
You like that, don't you?
You can't laugh at him. He's owning it. We're trying not to laugh because he's owning it, but you're killing us, Riggs.
You're killing me. What'd you learn this morning? Fine, Gibbons is laughing like a little squirrel girl.
Gibbons.
Allie, what did you learn
on
this?
Where
Allie.
Do you put missionary on your list
Allie.
Of positions?
Allie.
What's dead last?
Allie.
Below that.
Allie.
He said, yes, I'm going.
Allie.
He said, what's dead last below that?
Allie.
He hates us. Riggs hates us.
Allie.
So much.
Allie! What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs likes boring sex.
Yes.
And Gibbons thinks missionary is below the last one on his list, and then below that, too.
Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie don't need no man's help, but for the love of God,
I love when you lose it like that, by the way.
Oh, but you can't stop laughing.
I love it when Gibbons can't stop laughing.
I don't need help. That's right. I'm an independent woman. Pottery guy does not need to fix my door, does he?
No.
Oh, especially not the back one.
See? I even put a poll on Instagram.
I got that.
What'd you say?
I didn't say
anything.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
He didn't say anything. What he said was J-Matt's up next with tickets to...
The show's online. I can go back and listen, dude.
J-Matt's got tickets to...
I don't want to know.
Zoo a la carte.
You better knock it off.
He said your patio door's in the back side of your house.
You know what I said!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.